More than 16,000 acres of county-owned forest were destroyed when straight-line winds ripped through the northwestern part of the state last July. Counties were in a race against the clock to harvest the downed timber before it rotted and lost its value. A year later, the hardest-hit counties are nearly finished with their salvage, and revenues are up. Burnett County Forest Administrator Jake Nichols says they normally budget for around $800,000 in timber sales. With the salvage, he says that number is around $1.6 million.
We're having a good year on revenues because of our storm damage and because of the sheer volume that we sold.
Nichols says that's even with salvaged timber selling for 50 cents on the dollar. County officials say they are looking at using some of that money for infrastructure projects. Douglas County also got a boost in revenue, with sales topping out at $1.5 million and another $1 million worth out on contract. But Forest Administrator John Harris says thanks to the blowdown, there will be 6,000 fewer acres to harvest in years to come.
You're talking hundreds of thousands of cores, and that's a lot of lost future revenue when those sales would have been mature enough to harvest.
Douglas County Board Chair Doug Finn says that's why they've created a timber salvage fund.
We're putting some of the storm damage money aside for the future, for reforestation, for improving the roads, and doing things that relate to forest-related products.
All told, more than 130,000 acres of forest were blown to the ground. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.